Good morning, everybody. Good to start. As I mentioned here, the sixth year. And I was going back to the shiur of previous years, I realized we never went through thoroughly the halachas of Tkiyas Shofar. This year that we have a few weeks of Elul, a few good weeks before Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hashem, we can actually learn and prepare for that. And it's just, first of all, it's important to know that's Mitzvah Sayyomer Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyas Shofar, to know the halachas. And also, it's always fun doing shul. When you ask Tkiyas Shofar, everybody goes out and say, why did the rabbi go back in that specific Tkiyah? What was wrong? And then you could say, well, he didn't do the Tkiyah long enough, or the Shvarim was cut in the middle, or something like that, as we're going to be learning Pesach Hashem in the next few weeks. So, that's Mitzvah Sayyim. Let's get into the halachas of what Tkiyas Shofar is, and how do you do Tkiyas Shofar. The beginning of all this starts with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel Beis here, number one on your page. The Mishnah says, Seder Tkiyas Shalosh Shel Shalosh Shalosh. You need to have three sets of three. What is the three sets of three? So the Gemara goes, we're not going to go to that Gemara, it's a long Gemara learning from Pesukim, that you need to have a Tkiyah before, and a Tkiyah after, and something called true in the middle. So Tkiyah, we know what it is. Tkiyah is a long voice, Tkiyah. And you have Tkiyah in the beginning, Tkiyah in the end. And you have something in the middle called Truah, and the Torah calls it Truah, which this is what we're going to have to, what the Gemara is going to try to explain to us, what is Truah. But we have to do three sets of that. Again, you learn from Sukkim, the Gemara it concludes the two sets are the Arai, so one is the Divrei Soferim, but we have to do three sets. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Shu Tkiyah Kishalosh Truos, Shu Truah Kishalosh Shavavis. We'll get to the Shiurim of the length of the Tkiyah, that means the Shiur we'll get to next week. The Gemara goes on and says, the Gemara brings, right, the two lines before, later, says about Tani Shu Truah Kishalosh Shavavim. And we said in the Mishnah, Shu Tkiyah Kishalosh Truos. So we call it Shavavim, we call it Truos, that middle thing. What is it? There's a machlokes over here. It says you have to do truah. It says yevavo. What is a truah? Says the Targum. Truah is translates in Aramaic to yevavo. What is yevavo? Well, the Gemara says, I know what yevavo is because there's a pasuk that says yevavo. What does the pasuk says? Sisra was a wicked king. He was a Russia that went to fight with Am Yisrael. This is not a topic today. And the Shura Gota Be'ez Shul will get into it. Why you learn Shofar from Sisra? Why Dafka from there? But we learn from Sisra was the king that went to fight Am Yisrael. He was a king that nobody believed you could ever beat him because he was so mighty and so strong and so powerful. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a nace. Am Yisrael won the war. And the mother of Sisra was waiting for Sisra to come back. And she was waiting for him, and it says when she was waiting for him, she was looking from the window waiting for her son. She started crying when she was getting worried that her son will never come back. So what does it say? What did she do? She do tiyavev. She was yevava. She was doing yevava. What is yevava? And yevava, that's the voice of the shofar. The voice of the shofar has to sound lashon yevava, the language called yevava, which is similar to what the mother of Sisra cried. So says the Gemara, Mar Sova Ginuchi Gonach, or Mar Sova Yelule Yolil. It's either Ginuchi Gonach or Yelule Yolil. What is Ginuchi Gonach or Yelule Yolil? Says Rashi, if you look at Rashi over here, and then in this number one, on the left side, Mandom Ashvarim Sova Ginuchi Gonach, Ke Odom Hagoineach Miliboy, Kedech Achoilim, like a sick person, Shema Arichim Benigurichisim. When a person is crying from pain, so he has a long groan, a long voice. That is Ginuchi Konach. Yelul Yalil is Ke'odom HaBoichel Mekoinin Kol Ksoyin Tzvuchim Zalazeh. Regular cry is when a person is crying small voices. That's what he's crying. So we don't know what is a true of the Torah. So there's two shittas. One calls it Shavarim, the true of the Torah, which means longer voices. And one calls the true of the Torah, true, what we call the true, which is shorter voices. And this is what we know. Today you go to shul, Chodesh Elul, every morning after davening, we have the Tkiah Shofar, we do a Tkiah, and then we do two types of smaller voices. One is our longer three voices, and one our shorter nine voices. B'ezras Hashem, next week we'll get to, how do we get to nine? Where we get to nine? Dafka, three to nine. That will be next week's shir. But we know that there is two types of voices. One is called Trua, and one is called Shroim, one is called Trua. And there was a Machlaikas over here. What is the right way to do it? Do you do Shroim? Do you do Trua? Midir Raisa, you need to do only one of them. But which is the one? Says Machlaikas. Is it what we call Shroim or what we call Trua? So that's the Gemara in Lamed Gimel base tells us just the basics. The Gemara in Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, the next Amud, says the following, and this is what we get to what we're doing today. L'maisa. Number two on the page, in the first line, end of the first line, says the Gemara, At King Ravo B'Kisri. King Ravo and established at a place called Kisri. You always, whenever you get to the Sugi of Shefer, we'll always speak about, everybody's going to speak about Ravo B'Kisri. Ravo and the place called Kisri, he established the following thing. What did he establish? Tkia, Shloisha Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. What's called in the Sidurim, Tashrat. Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. We said there's two ways to do it in the Torah. Either Tkia, Shvarim, Tkia, or Tkia, Trua, Tkia. That's the two ways to do it. We don't know, Machlekes. He established, do Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. Says the one, Manoshach. What does he learn? If he holds that it's a shorter voices, that's the Trua. Liavit Kia, Trua Kia. So then do Kia, Trua Kia. Viginuchi Ganach, he holds the longer moans. Liavit Kia, Shlosh Shvarim Kia. What does he hold? He holds it a Shvarim or Trua. What do you mean you do both? Answers the Gemara. Mesapkali, he was not sure. Iginuchi Ganach, he's not sure what is it. So therefore he did both. Says Gemara, Matkiv la Ravira, Vidilmi, Yululi Ave, Kamafsik Shlosh Shvarim, and Trulit Kiyo. Says, well, 1 second. But if the real Tkiyo is the Trua, I mean, the real Forbidden Rites have to do Tkiyo, Trua, da 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 da, then Tkiyo, and he's doing Shvarim in the middle, he's doing Tkiyo, Shvarim, Trua, Tkiyo, so the Shvarim will be a half stick between the first Tkiyo and the Trua. So Gemara, the other avit kia trua avit kia. No, he fixed it. He didn't do only tkia shvarim trua tkia. He did also tkia trua tkia that we do. Matka Ravina v'dilma is the opposite. Kinuchi avo v'kamafsi trua mitshvarim tkia. Maybe the real shvarim is the longer voices, and when he does tkia shvarim trua tkia, he does a trua in between the shvarim, which is the real one, the tkia. Says Gemara, the other avit tashat, which means tkia shvarim tkia. So he does all the options. He does Tkiyo, Shvarim Tkiyo. He does Tkiyo, Trua Tkiyo. He does Tkiyo, Shvarim Trua Tkiyo, is what I'm going to say. Elo Ravo, Mayatkis, what was the color Ravo? Iginuchi Gonach Avdi, Ilu Yoli Avdi, did both. What was the Kiddush? Says the Gemara, this is the Kiddush of Ravo. Misap Kele Dilmo Ginucha Ve Yoli. Maybe the Trua of the Torah is both. Maybe Minatoya do not only Shvarim, and not only Trua. Maybe you do Shvarim and Trua. Maybe that's the Trua of the Torah. Both. Yachi Lavi Nami Imcho. Why don't you do the opposite? What do you do? Tkiyo, Trua, Shvarim, Tkiyo. We do Tkiyo, Shvarim, Trua, Tkiyo. Why don't you do Tkiyo, Trua, Shvarim, Tkiyo? Says the Gemara, deal me all of the God. Maybe that's what you do. Maybe you cry, short cries and longer cries. Stop on the Muslim when that doesn't make sense. Kimitri bin Ishmael Sabesha Gonach Vadiyoli. When a person cries, he usually cries longer groans, and then he goes to the shorter cries. So this we know it can't be the opposite order. So what is the Gemara telling us over here? The Gemara is saying over here, Rabbi Avo in Kisri established something new. We know that it may be Shroim, it may be Trua. Says Rabbi Avo, it may be both. And therefore you have to do also Shroim Trua. Now, as the Mishnah told us before, how many sets do you have to do in the Torah? In the Torah, if you're sorry for him, how many sets do we have to do?
3.
Three sets. So, therefore, if it's Shvarim, you have to do Tkiyo, Shvarim, Tkiyo three times. Tkiyo, Shvarim, Tkiyo, Tkiyo, Shvarim, Tkiyo, Tkiyo, Shvarim, Tkiyo. If it's Trua, you have to do Trua three times. Tkiyo, Trua, Tkiyo, Tkiyo, Trua, Tkiyo, Tkiyo, Trua, Tkiyo. Says Rav Avo, but you also have to do Tkiyo, Shvarim, Trua, Tkiyo. Tkiyo, Shvarim, Trua, Tkiyo, Tkiyo, Shvarim, Trua, Tkiyo. And that's how we get to the famous minimum kiyas of 30. Because we count shor and trua as two. So you have to do three sets of each one. The set that's kiyah, shor, trua, kiyah is four. Kiyah, shor, trua, kiyah. Four times three is 12. The other ones are nine. So you get to 12 plus 9 plus 9 is 30. That is the minimum amount. You must do tkiyah shvarim trua three times, tkiyah shvarim three times, tkiyah trua three times, because we don't know what the middle one is.
I thought you said that the shalosh was 2 minute total and 1 darabanan.
Right. Right? That's the more. How does it come from? But we must do three.
Which are the two? No,
no. Each one, when you do tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, let's say shvarim, we don't know what the middle one is.
Right.
So when we say tkiyah shvarim tkiyah three times, tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, the third one is divrei sofer k'rei d'maskar nigla. So that is how we get to these three. Now, comes the Rosh number three, and tells us something very interesting. He brings, says the Rosh, what's the idea that some people did shvarim, some people did shvarim? Do you mean that you must do it this way and you do it a different way, you're not yaitze? Or not? Some hold that the way you do the true of the Raisa is doing do. We'll get to how to do shvarim. And some hold you do true. Do. If you do the other way, are you yaitze or not? The Rosh says, no, everybody agrees you're yaitze the other way. There's two ways to do it. The question is, what's the main way? But if you do the other way, you also yaitze. Look at the Rosh number three. I can read everything. It brings because of Hai B'Tshuva in the middle of the first line. Al Tachshavu Kin Yiflo B'Meir Avo Sofik B'Dover Zeh. And suddenly he comes over Avo. He's later in the Amoraim and suddenly he doesn't know what to do. Shem Mishnayas G'dumo is Echad HaMer Shol Shavavo is Echad HaMer Shol Shvayim. It was a discussion in Am Yisrael for years. So he says, Kach Haya Adom Yom Kadmoini Min Nag Echol Yisrael Mem Resim Chua Yavav Eskolois. Some did this, some did that. Anyway you do it. That's what he says. So he says, so if you go down, go a few lines down, next to the letter Chaf in the middle of here, now that he says you're doing wrong. They all did it, they just didn't know, they just did different ways. And then it concludes the Rosh. It looks like they're doing two different ways. So therefore, he said, but really, you're yaitze anyway you want to do it. That's what the Rosh says.
It doesn't have to be, because otherwise, if it was wrong to do one of them, then you'd say, be mafsek now in the middle of the bracha.
Maybe that'll be a good Rosh. So the Rosh says, you hate the other words. The Rama doesn't say that's the Bishayis of established. The Rama disagrees. Because you look at the Rama number four, the left side of the page on the top, says the Rambam, Chuazu Amuri Batorin is topic on Ubo Sofik, Lifi Ori Hashani Verevagolos. The Ain and Yoidim Heachi. We don't know how to do it. Is it the Yalala? Maybe they're both. That's what he says. And he brings there Lachen Anu Oisim Akoil. And he ends, and instead of being at Kirish Loish, because he's talking about something, and then he's of Allah Gemma. So he says, you learn from Divya Rambam. When he says he's topic lalubos sofik if you are chashani ve'ro v'golus, mashra that it's only one way to do it. If you do another way, you're not yaitza. So a big machlekes of him, machlekes of Shem, this really is going to melave us, carry us throughout the chashayfer. Doing it a different way, are you yaitza, not yaitza?
I understand why you say that going to Rambam.
That's what he says in the stance of the mashmos of Rambam. The Rambam says, l'ifor chashayfer, ena yudim e'achi, and he says, and he ends k'day yistak min asofik. So Ibn Ashri says it's according to the Rosh, not a sofik. If I do it the other way, also yaitze. I just want to do it better. I want to make everybody the one big Am Yisrael. I don't want to have some people doing this way, some people doing that. But you're not a sofik.
But the Rambam's not saying
what's
mean
not someone a sofik? You want to be saved from a sofik, not saved from a sofik. You're anyway yaitze. You want to do it because you want to be achdus and amishol. Say that sofik mashra. If you don't do it, you have a sofik. If you yaitze, sofik is always when you're not sure if it's good or not. That's what the Bishayis learns in the Rambam.
So why is the Rosh so concerned about Achdus here? We have different Minhagim all over the place.
Right? Interesting. It means Ravo, maybe, at Kisri and Shkiyashay for that, so they felt because she didn't look like a Machlekes. Okay, good point. But the Maisa comes out of Yoytza, the Shita Sunat, that's really a Machlekes over here between the Rosh and the Rambam. One Nafkamina Lamaisa is the following. What happened? You need to, what we said, the minimum amount of Yashar is 30 to have all the different ways. What happens if you have a person needs to, he's going to a hospital to blow shofar to a few sick people. He doesn't have a lot of time. He's going to a few rooms. If he does 30 for each one, he's not going to be able to do everybody. Should he do 10? Which, that's the three sets. I mean, Tkiyah, Shorin, Tkiyah, Tkiyah. Tkiyah, Shorin, Tkiyah, Tkiyah, Shorin, Tkiyah. And that's it? Or he must do 30 without 30. It's, you know, it's a problem.
Depends if you do a bracha.
You're doing a bracha. Let's say you're doing a bracha. So you're doing it for a man, nothing for a woman. You're going, you're doing it for a man. You're doing a bracha. You want to be moitzi him. This guy is chayim with kiyashayim. You want to be moitzi him. Can I be yaitzi b'diyavit by 10? Or I need minimum 30? It seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. In different places in Mishnah Berurah, we don't have to get into it so much. Mishnah Berurah on one end, by us over here in this halacha says 30, and it says by Mudar Anov, someone cannot enjoy his friend. I have a neder, he can be moitzi. It says you should do minimum of 10. The steer, how do you learn the Mishnah Berurah? Is it a 10 or a 30? But Lamai say lechor this will depend on this machlekes. If you like the Rosh, really yaitze by Shraim, yaitze by Truah. You don't need it. We're just doing it for Achdus, but not to be Yoytze. Yoytze bit, so you're doing any way you want to do it. So if you do 10, you have three sets, you're good. But according to the Rambam, you're not Yoytze all the way. So if I don't do 30, I may be a problem. This guy didn't do what he was the minimum he was supposed to do. So therefore, this will be the Machlekes, being Machlekes of your Yoytze all the ways. So that's the Akdomot, how you do it.
According to the Rosh, what is that? Then how do you Yoytze with Shola Sholosh? If you do you have to do 30.
Exactly. That's what he said. Before Avo, the minimum amount is three sets of three. What are the three? I don't know. Is it Trua? Is it Shraim? Is it Shraim Trua? I don't know. So therefore, we have to do 30. But it says the Rosh, we did that because we want to make everybody happy. But really, if you did only Shraim, only Trua, you ate it. So therefore, really, you should do three sets, and that's it.
It's a halakha of three sets, not a halakha of the number 30.
Right.
Right.
Right. Sets, according to the Rosh, it'll come out, you yaitze b'diavad. Lechatchila do 30, but b'diavad you yaitze.
Right. Each one is good.
Right. Okay, now, one interesting topic is, which is, what is the way to do Shvarim? How do you do Shvarim? So if you look at number 6, the Ramban, Dorsha Roshon Ramban, the Ramban says, because of Shimshin, but the Sefta V'tzorech Lizor B'Shvarim Shlo Yemarich B'Kol Echad Meim Kishiu Shal Shavavas Shal Shkos Koshu. The length, we'll get to the length next week, B'ez Hashem. And then he says, skip a few lines over here. He says, Av Kefi Anir Medigdu Koloshon Ein Hefresh Shebein HaShvarim L'Tkiyo Bin Oroch L'Kotzer. The difference between Shvarim and Tkiyo is not the length. Elo Shezei Kol Poshu Tzofik Hitchilasoi Kiish Merim Koyroi L'Shoyroi L'Ranen. This is one long voice. Vezek kol shavu keina miyalalal. Says, Tkiyo is a long voice. Shvarim is a, called disruptive voice. It's a broken voice. That's the difference in Tkiyo and Shvarim. He wants to say the difference will be also in the length. According to the Ramban, you do the Shvarim, the length of the Tkiyo, you're okay. Because not really the length that makes a difference, but the sound. Is a Tkiyo one long voice? Or it's a broken voice. So there is a Tkiyah and Shvarim. Is Tkiyah is one long. Shvarim is a broken one. That's the Ramban. Says the Ritva number 7. So he says, Ve'ein loyma. The Ritva Rosh Hashanah with Gilmul Beis. She'ein efesh beit Tkiyah l'sheva b'arichas kol b'shir. Don't tell me there is a Tkiyah and Shvarim is the difference in the sound of the voice. She'ze'einoy. She'at Tkiyah kol pash l'shviyah v'chen asher v'atzo inen esel Shvarim shivkech ha'zevavos. So he says, "V'alkorchenu shever v'tkiya kol pashut be'em ve'im kodeshinu b'nikon." There's no difference with tkiya and shvarim; they're both a one long voice. The only difference is the length. Ve'im shinu be'em ela ba'arichus akol the length. She'atkiya gimel yevavus kol apokos. V'ashever kotei menu ve'im b'lishiut nu b'sidio dan b'sivavus. That's your breaks. Says the Ritva. What's a shvarim? Shvarim is small tkias. Tkia is Shvarim is small tkias.
What were we saying before?
The Ramban says no. Shvarim is not the length, is the sound. Yes. What the sound? So in most places, especially chutz la'aretz, the minig is that the sound is one break of the mill. You do two, that's right. Because you do a broken sound. That's the Ramban. According to the Ritva, it's one long one. Shvarim. The now, oh, there's a third way to do it, which is based on the Ramban, but a little different, is the Tuhutu. Tuhutu. We'll get to next week, we'll learn that the Shvarim is really three small voices. So that's why the Achrenim bring that the ways they did Tuhutu, so it sounds like three voices. Tuhutu. That's how they do in Eretz Yisrael. They do a lot of yeshivas that still do it. If you look at the Mu'adim Uzmanim, number 8, Moshe Sternbuch brings the summary of these shitas. He says, Tzuras kol shvarim talui kifi minig amok. It depends on the minig. By the way, many places, Rusya and Russia, Velita, and they did Mo'irim, what we call Tuhutu. And with Poland, Hungary, Mitzach Sfarad, now we call Tzuras shudim davka. Tuhutu. Do based on your minhag, he says. So he brings in the bottom over here, has a very long footnote. And there he says, how do you do it? And he brings the ones that do the pshutim, he brings the ritva. And then he says, how do you do tuhutu? And he brings the ramban. So he says, and then if you look at the parenthesis, the end of the footnote, he says, v'agoyim chayim bris, l'adik shalim la'riya tuhutu, shayim kol tu moisiv ulai, v'havim miriya, v'tuchshev ha'kiriya utu. And that's the basically two ways that in chutz la'aretz you do it. Is it one long? Is it a very straight voice? Is it a broken voice? Or the third way to do it is to do three voices. Two utu.
I blew in Washington Heights, blew with an upbeat. Always with an upbeat.
For the tkiya.
For the tkiya.
That's all the other. Right. I wouldn't want to get into it because it's a big discussion in the place keep regarding the tkiya.
Too far afield, they told me.
One long tkiya. Tkiya, there's a big loss. That's another discussion. Today, I wouldn't want to get into that. Also by tkiya. But by shvarim, this is the basis of the ways. That's what many want to do, as we'll see now for the next topic we want to get into. Because we do in shul 100 tkiyas, to do that, at least the later ones, to do shvarim to. Because the minhag, many have the minhag to do it with the broken one, as the Ramban says. Ramban says, how does he have to do it? Utu. So, but when you get to, but you want to be to the ritual as well, you do both. Then obviously, the world opens up the question, are you yoitze according to Ramban if you do the opposite or not? Are you yoitze or not yoitze? So that's a discussion. So maybe we'll get back to that. Can we prove if you yoitze or not yoitze? But right now we're talking about the Shor Shadvar in the beginning, the sources. According to Ramban, the main way to do a Shvarim is to do it with a broken voice. And according to the Ritva, the main way to do it is to do short voices. What? Yeah, that's why after davening you do many others, right, is to be yates all these different cheetahs. So that's one interesting regarding the Shvarim.
But you see that from the fact that they do it when they go over it, the yates are the different cheetahs. They don't go through all the...
Right, they do. Everybody tries to do some to be yoytz to these different things. Now, so and this is what brings us to the first halacha of Shulchan Aruch Tav Katzani. By the way, Simit Tav Katzani is the halacha of Kiyas Shefer.
We're going to talk about the difference between Neumad.
Yeah, we'll get to a little bit about that today. A little bit, we'll get to more later. If you look at Shulchan Aruch number five in the Shulchan Aruch, the first two seifim, Kamet Kiyev Chayav Adam Lishmoy Rosh Hashanah. How many you have to do? Teisha. Do 9. Fishinema true beyoivel, Rosh Hashanah brings the psukim, shalosh pa'amim, chot true pshutu lefaneh, pshutu achareh, you have to have a tkiya and then you have a true. When pri shmuel amandush, you have to do everything in chodesh trish the same, so he brings the limudim. Go to save base, true zu amur baton is topic lot. We don't know what it is. Him ye lo shal akorin true, or him ashal akorin shvar, or him shteim yachad, maybe it's all three, it's both together. Think that it says, today is sovik, tzidkor, tashrat shalosh pa'amim, you do tashrat 3 times, tashrat shalosh pa'amim, the Tarat, Shosh Ba'amim, and that's the halacha that we have. We do all three. Now, the interesting stuff I wanted to get today, and to end with the shir today, is now that we established to do a Shvarim and a Shul, what is the way to do a Shvarim and a Shul? So if you look at the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah in number 9, on the right side of the page says the following. The Gemara brings the machlokes. Do you look at Tkia, Trua Tkia, which the Tarat, Tkia Shvarim Tkia, Tkia Trua Tkia, do you look at it as one thing, or as two separate things? Or three separate things? Is it a Tkia, Trua Tkia, or Tkia Trua Tkia is one thing? The question is, we added also recently Gemara Nerachin, do you count it as three or count it as one regarding the number of Tkias to one base of English? And the Gemara says number 9, B'maikam, if you look at what's a machlekes, if you just saw a Tkia, Trua Tkia, Chati, it's one thing. True is one thing. Says, well, what's enough kamin if it's one or three? Says the Gemara. If you look, it's later in the page. The keman az adom avkana aimin tkiel the true of loiklum. And you can do a break between tkiel and tkiel. Keman ke abudo. Meaning, the fact that abudo holds that tkiel true and tkiel is one thing means you can't do a break in between. The fact that abundant say that tkiel true and tkiel are three different things, you could do a break in between. We all like Rabbanan. You could do a break in between. But you learn from here that the Trua needs to be in one, without a break. It has to be without a break. And that's what the we'll get to Beis Hashem next week, much more in length into the Sugya. But the Pashup Shat is, at least Lechatchila, we'll learn next week that it could be, the discussion is the Lechatchila Dievet. That when you do Shvayim, the three Shvayim have to be in one Nishima, one breath. You can't stop it. You should not stop in the middle. If you look at Steve Dahl, the way he starts, Shloshim, Tzvachim, you have to do it one Nishima. We'll learn next week if it's Lechatchil or Dievet. The Goyen learns if you look at number 12 over here, Shloshim Ran, Ferosh of Steve Dahl, that would be the Evid Loyatzal B'chei Gav. You have to do it one breath. That's what you have to do. So the way the Goyen does it, even Dievet, you're not Yotze, you have to do it with one breath, three Shvayim, or the nine Trus. One breath. How do you learn that? This is Gemara. Because the Gemara in Sukkah is telling us that if Kamin, if it's one thing or two, is do you do one? Can you stop in the middle? So according to everybody, Chua is one thing. So Chua, you can't stop in the middle. So now the Shaila is, what happens with Shvarim Chua? Can Shvarim Chua, can you stop in the middle? By the way, before we go on, just you look at Rashi. That's what most Rishonim learn. It has to be one breath. Rashi doesn't learn like breath. Look at Rashi. Rashi says it like Klum. Laya Mavsik Benatayim Ela Kadei Nishimo. So Shai is, what does Rashi mean? Does Rashi mean he didn't stop? He didn't stop. Ela Kadeshia means he did breathe in between. Or he didn't stop more than doing, I mean, he didn't do an actual Nishima. Question I didn't learn in Rashi. Does it mean Ela Kadeshia, but Kadeshia, you're allowed to stop? Or Ela Kadeshia, he didn't stop even Kadeshia. So that, but Pasha says that you have to do everything in one breath. So the question is, what do you do when you do Shvarim Trua? Do you have to do Shvarim Trua in one breath or not? If you look at the Mordecha number 10, the Mordecha says, "Horperik acholay amrinan, ein bitkiyah lechua v'tkiyah v'loy klum. U'masik legamer v'loy klum. We can't do anything in between. Im ken ha'etzach la'asoyiz b'nishimo achas. Do one breath. Kela rabon nami demoidu miyah b'shroim v'chua v'chad demirsi. According to rabon, the we all true and true is one thing. Tzoyich b'nishimo achas. That's what he says. V'loy nire. I don't like that, says the Mordecha. You could do one breath. That's what he brings. And he continues on. He says, "Appears Rabbeinu Tam." He quotes Rabbeinu Tam. We don't know exactly who's Rabbeinu Tam, but many Rishonim quote him. The Gimel Shvarim and Nishima Achas. One, three Shvarim. You do one breath. Okay, Gimel Levamis. Let me see him. So come true Kaim instead of Truma. Avas Shvarim v'Truma. When you do Shvarim and Truma, what do we say in the Gemara? Why do Shvarim and Truma? Because you have longer cries and shorter cries. Tkiya shorim true tkiya loy mistabri the genucha v'yolif. The genucha v'yolif loy have the inshim nishima achas. Nobody cries that way in one breath. He cries. He does longer cries and shorter cries. Nobody does that. So of course you can breathe him in the middle. Chem piyash raviyol. So says the Mordechai, you can breathe him in between. The Agoras Ashri number 11 says, the Shabbati, towards the end of the first line, stop in the middle. That's what he brings. Then he brings the Rashi. Gets it, we find it's a machlekes Rishayim. Does Shvarim Truah need to be one breath? Or it needs to be in two breaths. No machlokes. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch number 5, in Seif Dalet, after he says, Shlosh Shvayim Tzor Semen Yishmach, do Shvayim, do one breath. Ava Shlosh Shvayim V'Truo D'Tashrat, when you have Shvayim True in the first one, Yesh Oymim Shein Yitzorich Laz V'Shvachah, some say you don't have to do one breath. V'U Shaloi Shtai Be'Avsoko Yosem Yidin Yishima. You can't do too much of a break, but you can do one Yishima. V'Yesh Oymim Shein Yitzorich Laz V'Shvachah, some hold, you have to do one breath. V'Yeresh Amayim Yetzei De'Kulam, says the Shulchan Aruch, you want to be yoytzi both ways, what do you do? T'kiyas to me, you shall be asked to be shuma achas. Then you do one breath. T'kiyas to me, only that's a shteni shteni shimus. Echame, the first kiyas you do one breath. The second kiyas you do two. Says the Ramah, v'aminik ha-posht ha-sus v'kob shteni shimus v'yan l'shanus. Our meaning is to do everything, two nishimus don't change. So Shulchan Aruch tells you should do everything, you want to be yoytzi, do one nishima in the beginning, and do two nishimas later. Now, one of the reason with the svar and the Shulchan Aruch is that tkiyas d'miyushov, we're going to learn about Be'ez Hashem, is the more ikar. And bepashtus, everybody agrees the one nishimah yoytze. The only shalah is, can I stop in the middle? Now, do I have to stop bepashtus? So therefore, do nishimah achas, at least d'miyushov. And Ma'amah, you want to do two breaths? Do two breaths? Because the Ramah says, no, you always do two breaths. That's what Ramah says. Okay, tkiyas shefer. So the if you look the Ramah, that's what Ramah says. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav says at number 11, top of the page, "Famina min hazein because we're showing it to do one breath." Pain l'shanu samina k'vrei mechlekes. Aval koshein mina k'vrei shtaligal says with kids b'yushim nishim achas do like the Shulchan Aruch says do one breath. K'teshia abroch shavochim alein ka'aloch li ve'akol. She'av l'soi yishayin shoyim nishim asu shivachas yotzo. Do one breath is okay. Come on to get tarat, to tashor shivach, it's yotza. But aval, but kiz me'umot shayin nevochim, and there's no bracha, to kiz me'umot. Yes, a shayin shivach, kechush as far as b'shayim, as far as shayin, as far as shivach, as la yotza. So he says, Shukhan Agav, not the grandma, try to do one yeshima, unless you have a minik, don't change the minik. And that's what the Mishabura brings, he says, for a minik a pashut, he says, and 13, yeah, 13, he says like this, he says, okay, he says the guy, the rabbi who told him the what to do, she says shvayim true in one shot. First of all, I'll do it together. It says the Shai Tzio number 14, he brings the Bach, the Yozuto. But Ramah says do two breaths. He disagrees. It's a good achra. You do one breath, it's okay. So you can. So it's better to do it that way. And that's what he says. He says try to do it in one neshima. That's the better way to do it. To do it with one neshima. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch passes that that's what the most not like Ramah. Interesting, because the Shabur is machir like that. Shulchan Aruch is machir like that. That you do it, the kiyus de miyusha, which is next to the bracha, you do in one breath shvarim truah, and when you get it kiyus de miumad, then you do two breaths. You do tkiyah shvarim, you breathe and you do truah.
I thought we said that you don't cry and you won't and groan.
That's the machlokes. Rabbi Natan says you don't do it together. That's you do two neshimas.
Why is it so pashut that you do that one neshima is good?
Oh, the question is you yoytze that shita. But you're right. People don't do it, so it's okay to do two neshimas. He brings the raya is what if they do tkiya, shvarim tkiya in one breath? So he brings the yoytze. It's a machlokes, but you yoytze. So it means we say you're right. Better to do. Usually we hold the carbonic and do three neshimas. If you did one, it's okay too. Yeah, now yoytze. Yeah, the klav adds to the shoresh of the machlokes. So. So that's what the mission brings. Shvarim in Truah, we do the Tkiyas d'miyushov. You do in one breath, and then when a person wants to be moitzi other people, chayle, shvarim in Truah, do in one breath because that's the main thing to do in one breath. Could be yoytz all the shittas, but if you want to later, you divide it because there's a meaning to do it, and maybe also according to Rebbe Tam, after that maybe you could say you're not yoytz, so you want to do it that way. Now, when you're doing one breath, what does it mean to do one breath? So if you look at the Mishtabur says, Umikol Mokom, number 13, right in the first line, Umikol Mokom, Loitka Shvarim Truah, Bekoyach Echad Blushum Efsek. Don't do it with no break. That's not called one neshima. Eleafsig miad k'disherak shelo yeh b'chdei neshima at a time. Do a break, just don't breathe. You do. You do a small break without breathing, but don't do it mamash in one shot. That's how the Mishnabura learns. You do a break. Chazon Ish number 15 disagrees. Says no. No breath means no break. Look at the Chazon Ish. He says, "Shudas orish ain't afsig menayim klal fi zoyis etkius biyushu b'shiba achas urtzonu loymar meria metoich hashaver." Va'afilu pachas with the nishima lasi. Don't do any break. Ubetkius the muhum with the afsig pachas the nishima. That's it. The Rambam later you could do a little break. And he says the Chazon Ish, "Umami oy tamati divrei agoyin." We're talking about the Yisrael Meir HaKoyen, Shlita, when he wrote it was Shlita. B'mishtabur esikav yuchet, shepirish divin shukhanog, b'nishim ha'achas, hainu davko be'efsek pochuk neshim, we have to do a break. Falo yze poshut, ze pirish beiz neshim, that's what neshim means, shkos shukhanog. Shol yafsik yotei neshim ho. Vezo da binu tam. V'nishim ha'achat, hu kumod azarosh, tei ein efsek klal, ela b'koyach echot. Chazon Ish says you don't do any break. Now there's a machleik, according to Chazon Ish. When Chazon Ish says you don't do any break, what does it mean you don't do any break? Does it mean you do two? Meaning you do the truah right after the tkiyah, right after the shvarim? Or, like, look at the lashon of Chazon Ish. He says, Meria metoich hashever. Meria metoich hashever means, that's what Chaim Kanevsky learns, that according to Chazon Ish, you start the truah in the middle of the shvarim. You do two. Meaning you, the Chua and the Tkia end up to be one voice.
The last Shever
becomes a Chua. In other words, or the way Chazon Ish means is you don't break. You do Shvarim 1, 2, 3, and you do 9 with no breaks. That's a discussion. To bring it over here in the Dirshu, Mishabura, when you say that way, right, so the Chaim Kanevsky says, Ma'amesh b'tuch ha-shever. You don't stop the Shvarim. The Sfoy Sof ha-shvarim, Hukvat Chiyas ha-chua. And then he brings that the Imri Yosher, that's the Chazon Ish, you have to stop it, and then after you stop the Shvarim, then you do the chua. That's what Nisim Karevitz learns, and that's what Grashta Belinsky, other learns a different way. So that's how the Chazon Ish learns. So mainly you have over here, in the Shvarim chua, you have over here, that we learn now, you have to do Shvarim chua. So what is it? So the Rebbeinu Tam says you do two breaths. Two, and then two. The Mishnabura learns these are two breaths, means you actually breathe in between. What does it mean doing the other Rishayim learn you have to do one breath? Means you don't breathe in between, but you do a break. That's how Mishnabura learns. Chazon Ish learns, no, doing a break, that means two breaths. Shvar and true, that when one breath means there's no break at all. And some hold in the Chazon Ish, but now there's no break, but you actually attach the Shvar to the true. So we have several shittas. Now, obviously, most Am Yisrael, especially here in Chutz La'aretz, the Noeg like the Mishnabura, that you do a break. You don't do a breath, but you do a break. So you do Shvarim, you break, and you break for a second, and you do a Chua without breathing, and then you do a breath when you get the straight Chua in, here's the moment. So, what we learned today, the first of all, the establishment of the idea of the Shvarim and Chua, which comes out because we have to do 3 sets. We don't know what the middle one is. Is it a Shvarim Chua? Is it a Shvarim or is it Chua? So that was the step number one. Number two was, what is a Shvarim? We learned that basically, Machlekes Rishayim, is it the same thing like a Tkiyah, just shorter, or it's a break? And we learned there's something longer, you have to do it as a Tu'utu, which is like a double break, and we'll get back to that Beis Hashem later in the next week, Beis Hashem. And then the third thing is, now that we know you have to do Shvarim Chua, big Machlekes Rishayim, do you do it in one breath or 2 breaths? We learned the Machlekes Rishabur and Chazon Ish, how do you learn the 2 Shitas? And then the Machlekes Shulchan Aruch, that we do in the Tkiyos de Miyush, we do 1 breath, Tkiyos de Miyush, we do 2 breaths. That's the idea of the Shvarim Chua. And the Makri, who's giving the instructions to the one who's doing Tkiyos Shefer, many are going to do the same thing. He does Shvarim Chua, and do Shvarim Chua without any breath. Or he does Shvarim Chua, means remember to do a breath in between. The Makri is giving the instructions to the Baal Tkiyah. Okay, we'll stop with this today, but Yisrael will continue next week with this Sugya. So yeah.